Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie. Good morning, America. Oh, that's another show, isn't it? Good morning, Jim, and all of our internet radio listeners out there all over the world. How are you doing this morning, Jim?
Good morning, Risa. Good morning. And the clock is really ticking now. Holiday season is upon us once again.
It is.
Risa, have you, is everything done? Are you ahead of the game like a lot of people are not? You know,
I no longer do Christmas.
Okay.
I celebrate. I really don't. I haven't really celebrated Christmas in years. I have a few little grandchildren, but nobody's really a little kid anymore. And
yeah,
most of them live out of state now. And I don't have a whole lot of family. So anybody that's listening that you're expecting a present from me, it's not happening. Okay, I don't do presents anymore. I don't do shopping. The only one I really buy presents for is me.
Okay, that sounds good. All right, now, are you doing one of your cruises on Christmas? Or are you going to be gone?
I'm going to be gone. I won't be here next week. I leave on the
19th.
Yeah, I'll be going to the Mexican Riviera and having a wonderful sunny Christmas time.
Okay, Christmas in the Riviera. That sounds interesting. And I don't know, did you notice last night how windy it was? I was driving along and I saw palms all over the streets. That's how you tell a California. Yeah, rainy and super windy. So, you know, it doesn't happen that much out here because, you know, like back in Chicago and that, it's commonplace. But out here, when you get these high winds and rains, it's a big event. It's like, oh, look, it's raining. There's some rain. And then
it is, which brings us to our hot topic.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, my hot topic today isn't so much ripped from the headlines as it is just have a merry, merry Christmas. You were talking about me taking the cruise. That means I don't have to show up with presents. I don't have to cook. I'm going to have a merry Christmas. So I just want to advise everyone this year, find a way to have your own merry Christmas. Don't fall into the trap of the conventions of what you're supposed to do for Christmas. You don't have to do any of the stuff that, I don't even want to say tradition dictates. It's more that society has kind of put on us. We have to remember that Jesus really is the reason for celebrating Merry Christmas. Now, if you're not celebrating Christmas, then you don't have to do that. By all means, have a happy Hanukkah or whatever you happen to be celebrating for the holidays, but do it in the spirit that the holiday was originally created. I celebrate Christmas. So on Christmas, even on the boat, I'm going to be thinking about the birth of Jesus. And don't get depressed if you can't buy people gifts. That's not the reason for this holiday. Hanukkah, that's not the reason for Hanukkah. Just think of good things this year. Even if you're not doing exactly what you think you want to be doing, if you don't have the big family that you used to have, it's no reason to be depressed. Think of those things that are good and lovely and of a good report and have just a good holiday season. Look forward to 2016. I'm going back to the 1900s now. Now look forward to 2016. It's going to be a good year. Someone told me just yesterday that 2016 is going to be the year of the woman, of peace, and of love. So just think on good things and have a wonderful holiday season, no matter what's going on around you, even if you're spending it by yourself. Cuddle up in a nice warm bed. Turn on some happy movies, not the sad ones, because there are lots of sad ones out there. Turn on some happy movies and just have a good holiday season. No matter what's going on in your life, just know, keep living, and it's going to get better.
There you go.
That's
Rita.
My hot topic.
That makes a lot of sense because you can get really overwhelmed. And do you enjoy Christmas when you're stressing about bringing in that giant tree and taking a day to decorate it, and then you got all the shopping to do?
And then clean up the pine needles afterwards.
Oh, my God, yeah. It can really get overwhelming. I had a situation where I used to get these giant trees. You know, I'd get half price, and the half price mark was $150. And they were just huge trees. It'd take like three people to haul a tree on. I'd have to tie it up because it was so big, and a day to decorate it. And one year, I bought the same. Every year, I buy from the same guy at Green Thumb. His name is Santos, and I just bought this, you know, a Christmas tree from the same guy. And they're so big. And one year, I was talking to this guy, and he said, "Oh, did you get your monster tree?" And I said, "Yeah, it's out in the driveway." And he said, "Well, why don't you just leave it there?" And I'm in shock. I go, "What do you mean, leave it there?" He said, "Why don't you just take a break this Christmas?" And, you know, I did that. I left the tree in the driveway. I never did get it up. And, boy, did that save me a lot of work. And after Christmas, I'm thinking, I don't have to take this tree down. Oh, yeah. So it makes a lot of sense. Anyway,
exactly. Now you're using up all your hot topic time. You have
my hot
one
topic
minute
was,
to your hot topic.
Well, I just went through it real quick. A lot of people are asking, where is everybody going? We did a volunteer pancake breakfast, and a lot of people are saying, well, I'm not going to be here. So just real quick, I'll just tell you where some of the boomers are going, some of the favorite places. Believe it or not, they got Hawaii, number one, and Alaska, Napa Valley, and a lot of the parks. So American National Park, Shenandoah, Smoky Mountains, Glacier National Park, Yellowstone, and Grand Canyon, and so on, and the discount cruises. That's where they're going. And you can actually go to a lot of these places. There's a lot of really strong discounts where you don't have to pay. There's a Yellowstone situation for under $150. You'd stay at a really nice place with it's a lodge and everything with Wi-Fi and all that kind of stuff. So do your research online. You can actually take a lot of these getaways, and it doesn't cost you an arm and a leg. And
Absolutely. You're
an expert at that, Rita. You know?
Absolutely. I get away cheap, believe me. And that brings us up to our first commercial.
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way. Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. Easy Way specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
Well, Rita, I'll tell you, baby boomers, right? Properties.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the situation, okay, do we downsize? Let's get a smaller place. We don't need all this room. Or, in the other case, you know, the kids move back in with other kids, with their little kids. And should we upsize, get a bigger place? Or there's other scenarios where, this, like the story I told you about, a couple I knew for many, many years, which I thought their house was paid for, they wound up losing their house because of long, drawn-out, withrawals from their home equity credit lines, and they wound up going such debt they lost the property. We have a special guest that's going to be very informative for our baby boomers, Frances Hicks. And she is a real estate expert. She's dealt with a lot of people in these situations. And we can really get some information from this lady, and I'm anxious to talk to her. Frances, are you on with us?
I am.
Hello, Frances.
And good morning to everyone.
This is
Happy
Aretha
holidays to you all.
Aretha, this is Frances. And Frances is an expert in real estate. She's been doing this a long time. And Aretha is involved in real estate, and so am I. We both had experiences. And I know you have. So, you know, here we are. You know, we're kind of in the baby boomer scenario, you know, retirement age. So you probably had experiences with people that have kind of asked you, should I sell, should I keep this property? You know, we have the Prop 13 situation. What kind of situation have you come across that you see maybe they're making a mistake in this at this age with real estate?
Well, Jim, there's so many scenarios, and I think the one thing that I want to let people know about, it isn't just about real estate because it all affects everything that we do, but I think what's happening now, because of the digital age that we're in, we're so overrun with scammers and people just knee-deep in fraud, and that is something that I really want to impress on people. I know just recently, and this had nothing to do with real estate, but what my hairdresser was saying that her daughter was freaking out. She'd called her on the phone, and she was crying and everything. She said she got a phone call from the IRS. And, well, first of all, folks, the IRS does not make phone calls. So when you get one of those phone calls, you just hang up on them and ignore it. They're not calling you, and they're not going to sue you, and they're not going to do any of those things. It's just you just don't know who to believe anymore. And I am very compliance-oriented. I was in the healthcare business long before I became a realtor, and they used to say, if it isn't written down, it didn't happen. And you want to be able to really kind of take a look at what, you know, what's going on around you and call people. I'm always happy to talk to people to kind of look over what their situation is and give them some ideas, because I've seen just about everything. And the thing that bothers me the most are the people that are getting scammed and, you know, having problems with their banks and don't quite know what to do, you know. And it's like you said, you know, you have boomers who are at a time of their life where they think they should be able to just enjoy life, like go on a cruise with Reza, you know, and not have to worry about anything.
Exactly.
Instead, they have their children home. They've got their grandchildren they're raising. And I know more people in that age bracket that are raising their grandchildren. It's somewhere
Absolutely.
Along there we misstepped, you know, and now we have all these challenges. And I think what's happened, too, is because there were probably up to 76 million baby boomers born, you know, during that time, 1946, there for a few years. And probably 12 million of those have passed on. But what's happened is all of the immigrants that have come in, so it's kind of timely when we're talking about all the things that are happening in the nation. But those people have replaced those numbers. So we're still looking at around 76 million boomers.
Yeah.
And what they say by the year 2029, there will be 71 million people older than 65 years old.
That's a lot
and
of people.
It is. And, of course, in Southern California where we live, you know, the properties are not inexpensive. You know, they're expensive, you know, and our monies don't, you know, we're trying to hang on to those dollars, and those are the things. I think I know myself personally, you know, things that have happened to me, and I'd call or used to talk to an attorney and say, what kind of advice can you get? You don't always get good advice, and you make mistakes.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Well, Frances, one of the things I'm seeing is that boomers have either bought condos or they're trying to downsize and go into a condo, but the association fees are $1,500 a month.
Oh, they're tough.
And they're
yeah.
discovering that it's really a problem because they went from having no house note but a lot of upkeep to no upkeep, except this monthly fee is so high, that's also strangling them. What can they do to downsize and be safe?
Well, I'll tell you that you hit it right on the noggin. I get a lot of referrals for doing or putting properties up for sale, like in the Laguna Woods area, which is strictly a retirement location. And I don't know if everybody knows that, but it's like you can't just decide to go in there and buy something. They run you through a committee. It isn't easy trying to find properties these days that you have to have. There's so many things that go on. And this is like I live in a townhome, and I've been here for 24 years. I'm probably one of the few people in all of Orange County that has never refinanced their first mortgage, and I'm at 3%, you know, and it's almost like if I and my HOA dues have gone up to 275, which is way below the average of what goes on here around me in South Orange County. So I have a good deal here, and for the price that it cost me to live here, I couldn't leave this house. I'm just under 1,900 square feet. I couldn't leave here and go rent a two-bedroom apartment for what it cost me to live here. So it's a very, very difficult thing. And some people find and rents, the other thing, they say, well, maybe I'll just go rent. And
well,
sometimes
they
maybe that's
the new ones on Oso, they're like $2,500 to $3,500 a month. They're
it's horrendous. You know, and the sad part is people around you, everybody, everything, this world is run by greed. I think we all pretty much figure that out. And that's the sad part. That's the sad part. You have to find a place where you can get into something and you don't have to have the, you know, the huge dues, because when you get down to where you're on a limited budget, it becomes very frightening. You know, you got rid of your house, the big house and everything, but it might have been less expensive for you to stay in that home than to downsize. I mean,
that's exactly
because now you've got HOA dues. You know?
Yeah, that's what Reese and I were talking about. Is we're going along with our Social Security and whatever we planned over the years, but we didn't budget in all these unexpecteds, the fees for the insurance, you know, the deductibles and the cost of you know, taking your kids and your grandkids out. And like you know, we talked about on our show, the average person was making $44,000 a year. And then they're supposed to retire with $500,000, and they've been retiring with $25,000, and that's gone. And like you say, the HOAs go up, the rent goes up, or the, whatever, and then they're stuck and they have to go back to work. You know.
So what are some tips, Francis, that baby boomers can do if they find themselves in these situations?
Well, I think finding people to sit down and talk to them and really evaluate what their situation is, because every single person's kind of a unique individual. There are no two of us that are alike. So, and I'm one of these people. I've always been in a teaching capacity, and I kind of like that because I wish somebody had been able to do that for me. And no one was ever there when I needed them, you know, and to have some place to go to. And I don't mind being that resource person. I'm very good at kind of analyzing, finding where the best place to get help is. And there's one other thing that I would be happy to have you, if you wanted to have people contact me, I would be more than happy to do that. Another thing is every single month, just so they can kind of find out what's going on around them, especially if they're in Orange County, or I could talk to anybody anywhere, but I'm more familiar, obviously, here. I get a report on housing so that people really know and see the trends and see exactly where we are. Now, this time of year, surprisingly, a lot of people don't put their homes on the market until later, but after the holidays. But we are way down in inventory again here in Orange County, which means that anybody who's thinking about selling, it's a perfect time to put your home on the market, even though it's the holidays, because the really serious buyers are out now looking. And if they're people that work, they have holidays, if they're school teachers, they're off for a couple weeks, it's a great time. They have the time to do it where they don't during, you know, the other times of the year. So it's not a bad time. And I have to say something as far as people putting their, you know, homes on the market. I have a daughter who's a realtor out in the desert. In the past 2 weeks, she's listed 14 homes, beautiful, gorgeous homes out in the desert. You know, it's a resort more community, but it's their season also, which isn't so much for us here in South Orange County. But at the same time, that's when things sell. So it all depends. I hate to label things because everybody, people will say, how's the market going? Well, where do you live? You know, things are different in every little community. And I would be happy to forward anybody that were to email me, call me, whatever, that Orange County Housing Report, because it gives you a really good look. And I would be happy to send it to you on a monthly basis. It doesn't, I pay for it, but it doesn't cost my clients.
How do people get in touch with you, Francis?
my phone number first. I'll give you my cell phone number, which is area code 949-456-9777. 949-456-9777. And I'm going to give you, and if you want to text to that phone number, that's a cell phone, you're more than happy to text if you do that, however you want to. And let me give you my email address also.
Sure.
Francis, and it's spelled with an E, F-R-A-N-C-E-S. My last name is Hicks, H-I-C-K-S, the word Realtor, R-E-A-L-T-O-R, at gmail.com. Francis Hicks, Realtor, at gmail.com. And either of those two means of communication, I will be happy to be responsive to you and give you as much information as what you need.
Good question.
And I'm very
Francis.
Excited, and thank you for allowing me to come and talk to you this morning.
Well, I had a quick question. When, you know, this transition shock, do you get that when people want to, you know, you ever come across situations where they come over from the East Coast or Midwest, and they're selling their five-bedroom house, and they come out here and they go, like, what? You know, the price is, like, that much for a condo? Do you ever get a situation like that?
Always, always. And what was really interesting was here at the boom time, like around 2006, we had people, a lot of boomers at that time, were selling their properties here, taking that big amount of money because the properties went way up, and they were all moving out of area.
Where?
What's happened, back to where they were born, back in Pennsylvania,
right,
who knows where, wherever.
Oh,
yeah. You know, they came from wherever they were. They'd go back home. And or they're going to Texas along, you know. It just, there's the prices here are just, you know, just a little bit frightening. But what's happened, though, is we have this influx of people that come in here from foreign countries with cash.
Yeah.
And that's what's ruled the pricing here. It's just pushed it way, way up because you have people that are willing to come in and pay cash. Now, I'm one of the unique people in this real estate market because I have had a listing at one point where I was given an offer by a vet. And we always talk about how we want to protect our, you know, help our vets and everything. But most of the realtors, if they had a person that came in with cash, they wouldn't even consider the veterinary, you know, the veteran. And
right.
On that particular property, I not only accepted him, but when they're in that position, they don't ask for the whole world. See, when people have cash, then they think that they can ask you for everything. Well, these people didn't ask for anything. My sellers were getting a divorce. They were looking for the most amount of money they could get. And we closed escrow in 21 days. It was like unheard of. It was sort of the talk of the real estate around here for about 2 months because I said, you put your, you know, you're always putting, you know, yourself out there, but you guys don't do it. You need to be able to stop and help other people. You shouldn't just have cash to be able to buy a home. And that's kind of, you know, what I try to help people.
Is there certain countries that are buying more? Like you find people from, you know, from maybe a certain country that's coming in more than others, like maybe people from France or Germany or whatever?
I don't see the individual countries like France. We're pretty much... you know, we've been pretty much inundated with Asian communities. You know, the Chinese have bought in so many places. And also, I mentioned Laguna Woods. That's become a very large Asian population. And I think part of it, too, is because when you live in a community like that, a lot of these people, and they're not older people. I've been selling in there to people in their 50s, which to me is, you know, you're just halfway along the road.
Young teenager.
But they like to play golf, and the golf is like $10 a round. So that brings a lot of those people in. And when I've held open houses there, half the people that would come in would be looking for their friends that are still on the East Coast in all that cold weather. So that's kind of what I see.
Yeah, a lot of them are leaving their beautiful homes in this beautiful weather to go back and live with their kids, their family. They want to be with their family.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
But then they
and then
come
on the other hand, you have the people who could afford it, they're like, as I said, they're looking for their friends, and they're bringing their own communities in.
Yeah.
Right, and a lot of people have left, and they want to come back because they don't like shoveling the snow. They forgot the bad part. But I want to thank you, Francis, for coming on the show with us.
Thank you, Francis.
Thank you for giving us your information, and that's a lot of good information, and I know you have a wealth of knowledge, so I want our listeners to be sure to contact you.
Well, I hope they do, and Merry Christmas to all of you, and be safe and healthy.
Well, yes,
thank
we want
you.
To have
you
back.
Merry Christmas to you.
Yes, thank you so much.
So much information. Go on, Francis. Yeah, Rita, the real estate situation is, you know, it's a big part of your life, you know, where you're going to live.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Hoverboards are catching on fire. It is amazing. I am a proud hoverboard owner. Hoverboard is not actually the correct name for them. They're actually self-balancing motorized scooters, but we all call them hoverboards, and they are catching on fire. I tell people, first of all, if you do need to read the directions. I did read my directions. I did not follow them. Thank God my hoverboard has not caught on fire. It tells you very clearly, do not leave them plugged in overnight. Do not leave them plugged in unattended. So that's the first step. If you have a hoverboard already, don't leave it plugged in unattended. Next, it tells you don't charge it overnight. Don't leave it plugged in for long periods of time. So again, we're used to plugging our cell phone in and just leaving it plugged in. That's not true of hoverboards. Unplug them if you're not going to actually physically watch it. They aren't really disclosing which brands are catching on fire. They're blaming it on the battery. Check your box. Check your paperwork on your hoverboard. Check to make sure it has the correct rating, that it has been approved to be used in the United States. A lot of us bought the cheap ones off of the internet. They're not saying that the cheap ones or the high-end ones, they're not saying which one is better or worse or really giving out statistics of which ones are catching on fire. But check on the internet if you already have one or if you're getting ready, still thinking of buying one. Check on the internet periodically to see as the statistics evolve which brand, which manufacturer, which battery it actually is that is catching on fire the most. And then the other thing is they're talking about the accident. Well, I think it's common sense that if you're going to be on a balancing board, just like skating, ice skating, roller skating, regular skateboarding, there's a big chance you're going to fall off of that sucker. Trust me, I did. You need to wear your elbow pads, knee pads, and your helmet. Now, I know I'm probably the only hoverboard granny in the city, at least in L.A., but even with the young people, they can fall off, they can break bones, they can do injuries. That's part of the price of doing business if you're going to be an adventurer. But do take your safety precautions. Don't leave it plugged in overnight and watch it. Be careful. Keep it in some place that's safer. I heard just this morning that one hoverboard was plugged in next to a bed, and of course the bed covers caught on fire. Keep it away from things, even when you're charging it, that would just naturally flame up. So that's my tech time for today. I'm not saying don't buy a hoverboard. I have one. I'm a first adapter. I'm learning my lesson. I really need to wait to second generation for some of this stuff. But for you other first adapters, just be careful.
Well, Rita, that's some good information, but to be honest, I really can't picture you on a hoverboard. Do you know how to do that? You've been on those?
Oh, yeah, I'm good. I have my own, but
I
did fall. I did fall, and a month and a half later, I still have a slight shoulder injury from falling off of it. But wear the pads, wear the helmet, and just be careful.
Well,
and that brings us to your gym.
Rita, there's a company we work with that has, Eric was writing it at the event. It's I.O. Hawk, and they have a really quality-looking piece of equipment. But to be honest with you, when I got on it, the only thing that kept me balanced was I could reach up and hold the ceiling. So it kind of balanced me a little bit there. But, you know,
I had two strong young men help me learn how to ride it. Believe me. So they held me up till I really got a good feeling for it. But it takes a while, and chances are you are going to fall.
Okay.
Especially the older you are.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
Okay, transitioning right along, the Aretha was making is about the plug-in. You know, remembering to do the plug-in, remembering this, remembering that. Remembering to, when you put in your pot pies, to come and check them. I check them about every 5 hours. So by the time I get my pot pies, they're little tiny black things. And it's always the same situation. So in a memory situation here, Psychology Today, Dan Reynolds, I think it is, she had an interesting article, Strategies and Tips to Strengthen Your Memory. What causes memory loss, disease, trauma, neglect? There are three essential aspects of memory: registration, storage, and retrieval. And we all know, you get the baby boomer scenario, you walk into a room, what did I forget? All is not lost. Okay, this is a normal thing. Here's 10 suggestions for maintaining your memory. Focus on attending. If you are listening, repeat what is said or write it down. A lot of times we'll just hear something and it'll just skim off, like skimming a rock along the water. Lock into what the person's saying and kind of, put it in your memory. It's like a picture. If you see something, you can take a picture and hold that thought, and then later on you can retrieve it. It actually works. Number two would be learn novel ways of thinking. Use it or lose it. Like do crossword puzzles. I just heard an article about doing the Mario game. There's a Mario game, and it helps the memory. There's juggling. They even say juggling helps. Anything that you're actually using or practicing, turning cards in a card deck, seeing how many you can remember. There was a situation where they tested a lot of people. They did 7 to 10 cards, and after working with a memory course, they did 52 cards. Stress reduction is very important. It affects your ability to attend, concentrate, store, and receive information. So research ways to reduce stress. All right, I have heard yoga and meditation is really good in this field. Nutrition, what you eat affects your brain. Eating an anti-inflammatory diet that is high in protein and omega-3 really makes a big difference. I think we all know the diet situation is important. The sleep scenario, extremely important. It is essential, they say, that you go to bed at the same time and wake up at the same time, if possible. I know that's not easy to do, but try to kind of get in that genre of instead of 3 o'clock in the morning or 11 o'clock at night, bouncing all over, go to bed. A lot of times people fall asleep on the couch with the TV on. While you're sleeping, your brain is analyzing everything that's on TV, so you're not getting a good night's sleep. So turn the TV off. Exercise, all right, it does not have to be extensive. Just walk a little further when you park to go to the store. Take the, instead of the elevator, take the stairs. Do a little Tai Chi or a little whatever, just some movement through the week. Be careful with prescription medication. All right, make sure the good effects outweigh the bad. Sometimes you'll hear a little medication on TV may relax you or reduce anxiety, but then you have to sit there for 10 minutes listening to all the negatives. That's not good. Alcohol, wine, and beer. All right, and the drug situation. Use these and lose your memory, basically, is what they say. Do your research on this. Stop smoking. That's just one in itself. And they say reduce caffeine. Okay, so caffeine in short term, sometimes in a short term situation, helps memory problems, and it can actually help. But in the long term, it can cause adrenal exhaustion, which affects retrieval of information. So balance, guys. And just remember, you have to use it or lose it. You have to. When they see people in retirement homes, they're sitting and they say they have dementia. Well, nobody's been talking to them for a long time. Just do the crossword puzzles, exercise the brain just like the body. And there you go. Can you remember any of this, Aretha? That's the scenario. Aretha, another one was juggling. Did I tell you about that?
Yes.
The juggling.
I remember that part because I can't juggle.
Juggling is supposed to help the memory, believe it or not. And they say magicians, people that are in these schools, these schools of psychology, they bring in magicians because it stumbles the mind. It's very intriguing to the mind. But we don't want to think that just because we're in the retirement scenario, we're going to start losing our memory. It doesn't have to be that way. You can really be sharp at any age. And Frieda, remember.
We're really out of time, Jim, but I want to give a couple of tips before, because we're really out of time. I'm going to give some tips of stuff that's going on.
New Baby Boomers Radio.com
site. Go check that out, babyboomersradio.com. Go check it out. The New Radio Boomers on Twitter. That's our handle, @RadioBoomers on Twitter. The New Easy Way app by Manny Zapp is coming out soon. The New Easy Way Access memberships are available. The memberships are going to just open up all kinds of doors, so go to EasyWayBroadcasting.com. Check that out. December 17th, Easy Way Broadcasting is sponsoring a Toys for Tots event hosted by Custom Online Branding. So you want to be a part of that, bring out toys. Again, go to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, and you can check out all the information about that. Also, the magazine launch on December 19th. That is the hottest ticket in town for December 19th. The tickets are available at $150, and a portion of the proceeds goes to Women of Global Change, which is a fantastic organization that I'm a part of. They do all kinds of things. They help women. They help children. It's a wonderful organization. Plus, it's going to be a fantastic event. The list of people that are going to be there is way too long. Just go to EasyWayBroadcasting.com. You can see all the people that are going to be hanging out and performing.
It's going to be a who's who.
Radio Network. It is going to be a who's who. I won't be one of the who's who's. I'm going to be on my cruise. But the rest of it, I'm jealous, though. I wish I could push back my cruise, but I can't. The Radio Network, Easy Way Radio, is bringing on two new shows. Coming up is going to be Live Today with Dr. Estella Schneider and John Johnson. And Beauty Pop is going to be hosted by Sugar Angel Amber Martinez, Miss North American United Nations. So
Live Today.
There's all kinds of stuff going on.
It's going to be
Live Today.
Yeah.
Live Today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Aretha,
you gave me an idea,
Aretha. How about an event on one of the cruises? Do you think that would work? That'd be kind of interesting. Huh?
Any excuse for me to go on a cruise is a good one. And pretty soon, the new Easy Way app is going to be downloadable. Again, that's going to be from Manny's Apps. That's coming
Manny's
soon.
Apps, yeah.
And you really just need to go to Easy Way Broadcasting to find out all the stuff's going on. If you're looking for a last-minute gift for the holidays, there's a GripDat.com, GRIPDAT.com. It's a selfie stick. It's a wireless selfie stick that you can work it from 30 feet away. So that means you can get the whole picture of the whole Christmas party. And if you use the discount code EZWAY, the letter E, the letter Z, way, you can get a discount.
And Aretha,
lots of
remember,
stuff going on.
It's gripped that, D-A-T, not that. Okay.
Right, gripped
and
that.
This is a cool little device. You hold it in your hand, it's so comfortable, and you can hold the cell phone up instead of fumbling it and dropping it, which I do. It's so cool. And then you could detach it, set it on the table, come back, and do the remote from the handle you have in your hand. It's really a unique invention. I mean, it's cool. So
it's awesome. So that's all the stuff that's going on. I won't be here next Monday, but I know, Jim, you will have a wonderful time without me. I look forward
week,
to seeing everybody on the 17th, and I expect everybody else here. I'm going to get a report, plus it's going to stream live on the 19th. I'm going to get a report of who was there and who wasn't. All right, and I'm going to tell Santa, you're naughty if you don't show up. Okay.
And streaming live on easyway.tv. It's going to be a live situation there, so everybody's got to be on their toes. And thank you, Francis, for coming on. Our real estate tips, and Aretha for your tips again with the high-tech stuff. And, guys, the time's up again. And have a good holidays and everything. And, Aretha, we won't be with you next week, but we'll keep you informed. So, guys, thanks much for being on our show, and tune in next week on Baby Boomers Live with an S, Baby Boomers. So long, guys, and have a good holiday.
And check out the archive shows on babyboomersradio.com. Wait, which one is it? I forgot. I am so confused. Radio Boomers. Check out the
archive. And our show is
babyboomersradio.com. Check out the archive shows on babyboomersradio.com. You can listen to us every day of the week if you listen to the archive shows. Okay, EasyWayBroadcasting.com, and I will see you in 2 weeks. Have a great, great holiday.
We'll see you, Aretha. See you, everybody. Have a good holiday.
Hey, guys. Diamond Angel here. I'm here to tell you why you should download the Eric Dooley app for free. Get the Easy Way experience on the go. Events, shows, fan wall, interviews, coverage, all our blogs, social media, promote your music to the great. Get notifications and updates for free, and you get to join Easy Way on all of his fun adventures. EasyWay has over 250,000 followers, 3 verified accounts, and been endorsed by some of the largest producers, celebrities, and public figures. Visit your Apple or Android store today and download the Eric Dooley app for free.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Dooley and his company, EasyWay Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
EasyWay Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Dooley and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuley, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right. Every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same. Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human. Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zuley. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.